Yeah, of course.
You know, you look at it there, look for a couple of points behind us. If we get two bonus points, they don't. That's going to be interesting, isn't it?
It is, well, yeah, that's true.
So you've got a game ahead because you've won a bonus point. So actually, go into the look for game without the pressure. Leeds might have got another game to play.
Yeah.
They've got four games to play in a short period of time. And all of them, Leeds, Matt, Loughborough, they're good sides. You know, make no mistake about it.
Exactly.
So, the standard of university rugby is going up and up each year.
Really, yeah, good. For sure. And after quite a lengthy break, and obviously players going home and playing for different teams, how are you set for injuries? How's the squad looking? Is it pretty available or?
Well, I mean, it was a problem before Christmas. We had quite a lot of injuries. Front row, we were really on bare bones just before Christmas. They're all back from injury.
Brilliant.
To be brutally honest, barring one player, we'll be back at full strength next week.
Fantastic. Great news.
Assuming all goes well, we're playing Cambridge on Saturday, so...
Yeah, I heard you're playing Cambridge. It's a team, a uni team, that not many other unis get chance to play against. It should be a good game.
Yeah, I think we've historically played Oxford and Cambridge. I think we're kind of... Obviously, we're good recruiting ground for both of them as well.
Yeah.
Because, quite a lot of Durham boys go on and do a Masters there or, and get a blue.
Sure.
So for them, they're good guys to get. It's just a post-grad, and obviously we're more undergrad based.
Yeah.
As most universities are. So whereas Oxford Cambridge tend to play principally post-grad. So, I think that's exactly what it is. It's a good opportunity to go play Oxford Cambridge in there, which most sides don't get the opportunity. We see those as what we would call our special games.
Absolutely, yeah.
Which some universities went down the route of national leagues and things like that. We've gone down the route of having special games.
Right, so, great.
We play Newcastle A, Falcon Day, in the gap between the league and the knockout.
Yeah.
We play Gloucester A, We have those as what we call our special game. So, it kind of works. Box is obviously special, but, they're just nice games for a student. Think, oh, that's quite nice.
Yeah, sure.
If I'm going to Durham, I'm going to get a chance to play Cambridge, Oxford, Gloucester A, Harlequin Day.
Yeah.
Falcon Day. So, for guys who are coming out of one of the different pathway, perhaps. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Guys who are ambitious in rugby at 18 tend to they're going to go into education or they're going to go into an academy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think at 18 it's sometimes, particularly with certain players, very difficult to decide whether they're going to be ready for academy / professional rugby. So let them go down the other route and make that aspirational as well.
Absolutely. You mentioned a second ago that it's recruitment time for bringing in players for next season. How's that going? How are you getting on with that? Is there many names down yet?
We're well ahead on recruitment.
Brilliant.
Recruitment starts in September. Honestly, it does. People will have applied by Christmas, pretty much.
Yeah.
So pretty much who's why, and who's got offers. Not everyone yet has got their offers, but quite a few have. And so we have a fair idea of what we're going to get, subject to them. Of course, the thing with Durham is you've got to get your breaks, or you're not going to get in.
Absolutely. Yeah. And a few of the names. How is the team looking for next year? Would it be pretty strong?
Oh yeah, very strong.
Fantastic.
The people we think we're going to get,
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
We don't lose anything like the same number of players that we lost last year. And that's the way it goes sometimes, you know?
Yeah, sure.
You know, we've got some very good freshers this year, not many of which are currently in the team, of course.
Exactly,
so,
yeah.
You know, because there's quite a very strong group game group the year before. So, yeah, I think our second team back line yesterday against Birmingham First in Prem B were entirely...
Brilliant.
So that means, you know, going forward, if you're losing backs,
yeah,
so that's a pretty good experience because they're already playing at one division below Prem A and playing a lot of uni first teams.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we're quite lucky like that in the sense that we get some really good lads who come to us and, you know, they're bright lads as well, which works.
Yeah, and finally, I know you were away... Went on a tour in the summer last year. Have you any overseas rugby planned this year?
No, we do every 2 years.
Right.
Next summer there'll be nothing. The year after, the plan is to go to California.
Fantastic.
And at the moment, we already have penciled in a game with USA under 20s.
Wow, okay.
And USA All-American Collegiate.
Right, and so that'd be 2015?
Yeah.
Well...
And then it'll be 2 years after that, we'll go again, which will be... We're following the Lions every 4 years.
Right, okay. Brilliant.
So in, you know, 3 years' time, we'll be going to New Zealand.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So that's the plan, and it gives guys 2 years to get a bit of cash together, to be honest.
Yeah.
Although America's not bad... because obviously you can get quite a lot more for your money going over there.
Yeah, of course. Well, thanks a lot for your time, Alex.
No problem at all. Say hello to Max.
I will do. Thanks.